Total Country Bob FM. The Thursday edition of the Bob Almanac, November 9th, 324th day of the year, 41 full days left to go here today. And that's brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day or just drink it during the almanac. You get a good 20-minute coffee drink in there, you know. You don't have to gulp it. Those people out there are gulping hot coffee, which is not easy to do, but there are people who do. I think the guy from The Man Show, the Fox, who did the Ziggy Zog, and he would take the mug of beer and he just dump it right down his gullet.
Right. That was impressive.
That's one big chug. I'd like to see him do that with coffee if he is still with us.
Yeah. More difficult.
Split Rock Coffee. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order yours online. So this date, 1861, Europe got their first taste of oil and petroleum. First petroleum shipment, over 1,300 barrels shipped from the U.S. to Europe. Of course, oil had been discovered in Pennsylvania. And this particular shipment left Philadelphia. It was on its way to London, England on the Elizabeth Watts. That was the name of the ship. I guess that ends up being the first oil tanker right there.
I would say yes.
And luckily, Hazelwood was not the captain, or he would have driven it into a reef or a bunch of rocks, maybe Plymouth Rock.
Would have been marooned somewhere.
1863.
67 years ago. Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
The 269-word Gettysburg Address delivered on this date, Gettysburg Civil War battlefield.
Audio?
That is, you know, that it sounds a lot like Lincoln if we knew what Lincoln sounded. I don't think there are any audio recordings. We weren't recording audio at that point in time of Abraham Lincoln, but it actually sounded like Lloyd Christmas's good buddy, Harry Dunn.
Oh.
It's Jeff Daniels.
It is.
Dumb and Dumber guy. Jeff Daniels as Abraham Lincoln.
Nice.
And Lincoln, he took his hat off for this. He didn't have the stove pipe hat on. He took it off, and he was hatless, which made it a little, because there is a photo of him giving the Gettysburg Address. It's kind of hard to pick him out, but he doesn't have a hat on. If he would have had his hat on, it would have soared above the crowd even more, because he was a tall gentleman.
He was.
With his beard. Gettysburg Address on this date, 1863. Can you say that's one of the great speeches
in
American history?
Top five.
That it's got to be right up there with Herb Brooks and before they played the Russians.
I would say yes.
1863. How about 1903? Carrie Nation attempts to address Senate. Now, you know, the Carrie Nation was the woman that would go around. She was big into temperance and the Temperance League and the Temperance movement. She didn't like alcohol.
No.
So she would take her hatchet and go from bar to bar and smash barrels and bottles and whatnot.
Wreak havoc.
So she tried to address Senate, but the problem is she brought her hatchet. They weren't going to allow her into the Senate chambers with her hatchet.
Oops. Probably a wise idea.
I don't know if she knew that if there was alcohol in there or not.
I don't know.
So that was 19. Why not? Have you seen what Congress does? They've got to be drinking.
Somebody's got a bottle or a flask or something.
Exactly. 1903 is when that happened. 1954.
The accident was something I think that I'm a better person for. I think that it's probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's probably an odd thing to say. But in this business of ours, when we start to run and the good things start to happen and the door starts to finally open, a young guy gets a little too wrapped up in himself.
And Sammy Davis talks about his new glass eye. 1954 is the date that he was in that serious auto accident.
That's humbling.
It resulted in the loss of sight in his left eye. And as you heard there, he called it kind of the turning point of his career. Maybe without that accident, we don't get to know Sammy Davis.
Yeah, he's out of control a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So that was 1954, Sammy Davis Jr. How about in 65?
Where you going, Susie?
To spend the night at Kathy's.
Bet you're excited.
A little scared, too, Milton. I've never slept away from home.
That's only natural. I was nervous my first night here.
Really?
Sure. I didn't know if you'd like Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, but you did. Especially all that real fruit filling and delicious frosting.
Kellogg's Pop-Tarts created on this date. You know, if I was Susie's parents, I would have been very concerned. She's sitting there talking to a toaster, and she's named it Milton, which it's much a coincidence here that that's also what we call our toaster.
We know what that is.
And we also call our blender, it's a Ninja, we call it Milton as well. So that doesn't fit for a Ninja, does
no,
it?
No, it really doesn't.
So Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, what's your favorite flavor? I'm a big brown sugar and cinnamon guy, kind of standard. The non-fruit one. It's very good and tasty.
I didn't realize that was real fruit filling, but I guess it is.
It's fruit preserves, Neil.
Yeah.
Made with real fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't question Kellogg's. So
I wouldn't believe
Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, Susie, and Milton the Toaster, 1965. They made their debut. In fact, they were created on this date. And what an invention they were. One of the great toaster pastries of all time. And I know that those other ones, what's the one called? Is it Toaster Strudel?
Yes.
They've tried to challenge. They're a little fancier.
Yes,
but I don't think they've knocked Pop-Tarts off of the top of the heap.
It's hard
to
do.
As far as toaster-type pastries, I just don't think so. I think Kellogg's is still number one. Have you ever had one of those, heated it up, and then put ice cream on it? A la mode? Have you ever had a Pop-Tart a la mode? You're not living. You're not living if you haven't had that. No, not at all. Let's go to the Meadowlands, football, 1978.
We'll preserve a Giant victory. An upset win as the Giants lead 17-12, and we're inside 30 seconds. The Eagles have no timeouts. Wait a minute. Here's a free foot. I don't believe it. The Eagles pick it up, and Herman Edwards runs it in for a touchdown. An incredible development.
They call it the miracle at the Meadowlands. Even Don Crickey couldn't believe it, and Don Crickey has seen a lot of stuff.
He's seen a lot.
Even up to 1978, Joe Pisarcik, the quarterback, the running back, didn't know he was supposed to get the ball. He just figured that Pisarcik was going to kneel down, which would have been the smart play there. But they didn't, and Herman Edwards, who is that Herman Edwards, who turned out to be a coach and commentator,
one of the biggest bungles in NFL history.
It is. Football players do amazing things. It's kind of like the Jim Marshall wrong way run.
Yes.
It's right up there with those. So that was in 78. Same day, 78.
Sunday, Nashville will never be the same when the greatest redhead of them all comes to town. It's Lucy funnier than ever, singing and swinging at the Grand Ole Opry with Mel Tillis, Lynn Anderson, Ronnie Millsap, Barbara Mandrell, and the Oak Ridge Boys. Lucy comes to Nashville Sunday at 9, 8 Central and Mountain.
Okay. Wow, Nashville has Lucille Ball at the Grand Ole Opry. What a day that is. I need to try and track that down.
Mm-hmm.
That episode of Lucille Ball taking over the Grand Ole Opry. It's called Lucy Comes to Nashville. Did you hear that lineup?
That was a stellar lineup.
That was 1978 on CBS.
You want to know what comes between me and my Calvins? Nothing.
Ooh. Calvin Klein jeans.
So do you think she's going commando?
Sounds like it.
Al fresco? Which I think there are doctors that would frown against that and say that's not a wise choice. But, you know, if you're out of underwear, you're out of underwear. You got to go with what you... And your swim trunks, you already tried those and used those.
Try it in a Minnesota winter. You'll think again.
Calvin Klein jean ad, that one right there featuring Brooke Shields, CBS. The same network that gave you Lucille and Lucy takes over Nashville. 2 years later, they're banning the Calvin Klein ad. Brooke Shields, the state. That's censorship, Neil. We deserve to see that commercial.
That's right.
Back in 1980. Might not be the last time we hear from Calvin Klein here today.
So we give this Grammy back now?
We are taking it to our awards and nomination subcommittee the 1st of December, and they may choose to give the Grammy to the second runner-up. They may choose to give the Grammy to no one this year. They just may say best new artist, no Grammy given.
And that's what they did. Milli Vanilli, it was disgrace at the Grammys. Milli Vanilli, they were lip syncing. They gave them the best new artist Grammy. They had to give
crazy.
It back. They were stripped of it. Which really, when you think about it, Nina Cherry got ripped off. It was either Nina Cherry, the Indigo Girls, Tone Loc, Let's Do It, or Soul to Soul. Those are the other ones that were nominated. They got hosed. They would have been, and they did not give it to the runner-up. They just vacated it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That's too bad. I feel the Indigo Girls could have turned out to be maybe the, you know, the next Supremes.
Maybe.
Had they won that award. Instead,
might have propelled them to stardom.
Instead, they spiraled into obscurity. That was the state in 1990. Vincent Van Gogh's portrait. Now, 1998, do you think at some point in time Vincent Van Gogh was just mailing it in? Because he had a portrait, and the title of the portrait was Portrait of the Artist Without Beard. Didn't
really
even think about giving it any kind of a title. It's kind of like, you know, those bands that just number their albums. Toto 4, Chicago
right.
17.
Yes.
You know, very lazy.
Come on.
So that portrait sold at auction for more than $71 million. You know, if you sell something for $71 million, who cares what the name is, really?
Right.
1998. 2004.
Now Artest has jumped over the scorer's table and is trying to get down to the bench. Artest is in the stands.
That's Meta World Peace.
Right.
I think we just played this not too long ago because
right,
it was Ron Artest's birthday, Meta World Peace. So this is the date that brawl actually happened. It was a dark day for the NBA, Neil.
It was terrible. There was some heavy fines and suspensions. Wally Carbo would have
been
proud.
Yeah.
Of what they levied.
It reminds me of North Stars Bruins when
the brawl
made its way into the Boston Garden crowd and stand. So that was this date, 2004, 2015, here in the news.
The judge, in this case, federal judge Tanya Walton Pratt, sentencing Jared Fogle to 188 months, served concurrently on each count. That amounts to 15 and a half years in prison. That is more than the terms of agreed to in the plea agreement.
So Subway pitchman Jared Fogle, pedophile, 15 years behind bars. You can put him, Gary Glitter, and Bill Cosby all in the same cell.
Yeah, it's not.
And let them fight for one meal.
It's not good.
Those are some bad people right there.
Not good at all.
Bad. 2015, 5 years ago, and then 3 years ago.
The wild-eyed, swastika-scarred madman who led a family of killers bent on starting a world-changing race war, inspired by the Beatles song Helter Skelter,
look out! Helter Skelter,
died at age 83 in a Bakersfield hospital.
Charles Manson, this date, speaking of bad people, 2017,
yeah,
dead.
He was no prize.
That was 3 years ago. Birthday's coming up, but first, more about Split Rock Coffee. Mm. Smooth and yummy.
Yummy.
Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. Using those beans, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee, and that's nothing to laugh at. I'm hearing from coffee drinkers that they can tell it's lower acid, and it makes a big difference. And that gives them a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. We have birthdays here today. Larry King still going at it.
Now, I'll tell you what's the best thing about it.
You don't see a lot of flip phones anymore.
You want to know the best thing about it?
Yes.
It's a phone.
Okay.
I hear that, Larry King. You know, the older he gets, he looks like Gollum from Lord of the Rings with suspenders. Have you noticed that?
Well, I actually know that character.
It's his precious. So, Larry King, 87, another talk show guy.
And it's a talent so unique and so special and so brilliant that in the pantheon of the world's great comics, this man's name will surely be written among the greatest. The incomparable Dan Rickles.
He purposely mispronounced his name, called him Dan and not Don. It's not
that
Don.
Is choice.
It's not Don Rickles' brother, Dan Rickles, on the show. He couldn't get Don, so he got Dan. That's
right.
Actually Don Rickles.
It's a pretty good shot
so,
by Dick there.
Dick Cavett.
He had a dry sense of humor.
He certainly did. You know, he wasn't Johnny Carson. He wasn't quite that level, but he had his own show.
He was
very good at what he did.
Yeah.
And he interviewed a lot of big-time people. I mean, you go back to those John Lennon interviews.
Sure.
Epic. So Dick Cavett, 84. Ted Turner's 82 today. He's a media mogul.
He is.
CNN, Turner Broadcasting, TBS, TNT, the WCW.
He's not with Jane Fonda anymore, though. That's over.
I think so.
Yeah,
that's right.
I believe so.
He got tired of doing her workout.
Well,
that was in the prenup agreement that they had to, every day of their marriage, had to get up and do the video thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And Ted Turner, once he got older, he didn't want to do it anymore. I'm a billionaire. I don't need to do these silly workouts.
That's grounds for divorce as far as I'm concerned.
So Ted Turner, 82. Calvin Klein.
Mm-hmm. You're very lean, but muscular. You know, I try to take care of myself. I watch what I eat. Just recently, I cut out fructose. I think you're spectacular.
So that's not real Calvin Klein. It's a guy playing Calvin Klein on Seinfeld.
Oh, okay, I wondered.
Just an FYI.
I knew it was Seinfeld, but
I didn't easily fooled.
I didn't know who they were talking to.
Calvin Klein, 78 today.
Now, here is the funniest call by a referee in any season. Listen to Ben Dryden.
On number 99 of the defense, after he tackled the quarterback, he's giving them business down there.
Speaking of giving somebody the business, now this is for the worst sportsmanship of the decade. Green Bay Packers Charles Martin, who claimed that he had been taught that once an interception is thrown, he should go after live meat. I guess Jim McMahon was a filet mignon.
So that's the voice of Ahmad Rashad.
Right.
Number 28 for the Vikings. I always thought that was weird that he wore 28, and then I found out he was a running back in college, and he just carried that number over. He probably was drafted as a running back, by the Cardinals. Wasn't it the Cardinals?
Isn't that where he played before he came and
became one of the great receivers in the history of Vikings football? And who could forget the miracle? Talk about the miracle at the Meadowlands, miracle at the Met.
Yeah, 1980.
Hail Mary, baby.
And we've made mention of his real name, Bobby Moore,
Squadron,
several times.
Squadron right, Ahmad Rashad, 71.
What if I were to tell you that there was a third will that he did sign?
Is there?
There could be. What? I've got that bogus notary stamp. All I need is a sample of his handwriting.
Mom!
Work with me!
She's Mom on the TV show Mom. It's on CBS.
Oh, yes.
Allison Janney is 61 on our list. Meg Ryan.
She looked weird, didn't she? She looked really weird. She looked very weird.
I've never seen her before.
Trust me, she looked weird. Her legs looked heavy. Really, she must be retaining oil.
Harry.
Believe me, the woman saved everything.
She was Sally, and she once met Harry. Meg Ryan, 59.
Like her.
Why do you want me to go back to my parents? I mean, they hate me. Why do you think I split in the first place? There ain't nothing there.
Yeah, but you can't live like this. It's a hell. A girl should live at home.
Didn't you ever hear of women's lib?
Taxi driver, De Niro, Foster, Keitel. It's a good movie. And I tell you what, Jodie Foster, early in her life and her acting career, she's playing some pretty mature roles.
For sure.
That's Jodie Foster, 58. Is she the one that Mark David Chapman was trying to impress by trying to assassinate Ronald Reagan?
I think so.
It was one of those actresses, and I want to say Jodie Foster.
I'm
saying
right.
It right now.
Yeah.
And I think 58, Billy Currington, he's 47, country singer, may have heard of him. Mm-hmm. Kelly Strug, or is it Strug?
Strug.
You can do it. You can do it. Yeah, you can do it. Don't worry about it.
Kerry Strug is in trouble.
You can do it, Caddy. You can do it, Caddy. You can pronounce your name right, Caddy. 43 for Kerry Strug, the hero. Broken ankle and all. I think she just had ligament damage, which can be just as bad as a broken ankle. Sometimes worse, Neil.
Yeah.
That was as gutty performance by any athletes. When you hear about baseball players missing time for general soreness.
Right.
Or NBA players have to, what do they call it, a maintenance day, or they sit out.
Right.
And then you see what she did in 96. To take the gold and win the Magnificent Seven, team gold. It was tremendous. Kerry Strug. And, of course, her brother Kippy was on SNL. 43.
The resistance is dead. The war is over. And when I kill you, I will have killed the last Jedi.
He actually has Jedi powers. He knows about the light side and the dark side. Kylo Ren from the last three Star Wars movies, mm-hmm. the last three of the nine, Adam Driver, the brother of Minnie Driver. Adam Driver is 37, and our rapper of the day today is Tyga.
Tyga?
Tyga, 31.
Okay. All
it's
right.
Like Ticonderoga, but it's just Tyga.
Tyga. All right. Gone but not forgotten. We'll steam through these here. former President James Garfield was born on this day, 1831.
He's one of the forgotten assassins. He was assassinated.
He was assassinated.
He served just a handful of months,
yep.
6 or 7 months.
Yep.
People forget that he was assassinated, Neil. We need to mention that.
That's right. That is absolutely right. if you remember Tommy Dorsey, and many of us do, he was the band leader, born on this day, 1905. Indira Gandhi, one of your favorite Indian prime ministers, I would think.
She's not even my favorite Gandhi.
Oh, my gosh.
Rajiv.
1917. You remember Wilbur from Mr. Ed?
Oh, morning, Wilbur.
Never mind that. I'm tired of you beating me to the morning paper. I like to read it with my eggs.
I like to read it with my hay.
When you get finished with the paper, nobody else can look at it.
Say, Wilbur.
Where else are you going to have a talking toaster and a talking horse than the Bob Almanac?
And both outstanding. That was 1919 for Alan Young. Fine baseball player, catcher with the Dodgers, then got in the car accident, relegated to a wheelchair. Hall of Famer Roy Campanella, 1921. You remember newscaster Garrick
and that's
Utley?
Report on this Sunday evening. I'm Garrick Utley. Good night for NBC News.
Do we need more Garricks? There's not a lot of them. 1939 for Garrick Utley. And I know it's one of Jim's favorite shows, Grizzly Adams.
That bear cub, he was extra special. As he growed, he became the best friend Adams ever had. And together, they became a legend.
As he growed.
Well, that's Denver Pyles.
That's so good.
He wasn't. Denver Pyle, whether it was Uncle Jesse or Mad Jack, he wasn't great on verb subject agreement. He wasn't really good at conjugating verbs, and that's okay.
No,
we're okay with that.
He made it work.
He did.
Dan Haggerty was the actor.
Yeah, I would say Grizzly Adams was huge in our house. We watched that religiously.
Sure.
Because we loved how he talked to the animals.
Yes, that was great.
He was like Aquaman, but out in the woods.
He was good. You got to like Dan Haggerty was Grizzly Adams, born on this day, 1941, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Will you do a good Bob-a-thon here today?
I'm going to give it my best shot.
Have a good effort here, and it all begins, and it's all based on the kickoff song.
Yes.
The leadoff song. Dwight Yoakam, Fast As You would be a good one. You can do Brad Paisley, Wrapped Around, or Hank Williams Jr., A Country Boy, Can Survive.
I think we should go there.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG.